guy Richards. Richards. Fuck. I don't know. I'm retarded. Yeah, Richards, my middle name.
Gotta get up, gotta get out, gotta get home before the morning comes. What if I'm late? Got a big day, gotta get home before the sun comes up. Up and away, got a big day, sorry can't stay. I gotta run, run, yeah. Gotta get home, pick up the phone, gotta let the people know I'm gonna be late.
What's happening, Las Vegas? It's your boy Jeffrey with the G with another electric edition of Vegas Nonstop. In studio with us today, sports entrepreneur Doug the Verb. All the way from New York, stand-up comedian Guy Richards.
There you go.
And with me, as always, running the Goat Rodeo for the last 9.7 years, the Master of Mayhem, the Ambassador of Fun, and the Wizard of Whoopee, Jonathan J. Scott.
Thank you, Jeffrey with the G. Line one, go ahead. Great to have you here. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Guy, thanks for stopping
thanks
in.
Thanks for having me.
And hi to everybody, all the fans that you've got, 75,000 fans.
Yeah, well, that's what the videos usually go up to after we start sharing.
Did you just call it the Guy Richards Show?
Guy Richards Las Vegas Facebook fan page.
Guy Richards has starred on Broadway, has headlined at all major comedy clubs, colleges, special events, and casinos on a national level, including the MGM Grand in Vegas, Planet Hollywood, and Riviera in Atlantic City, to name a few. Guy's also been in television, film, and starred in the Austin Mahoney Dirty Work music video, and is appearing Wednesday, September 18th at 8 p.m. with our friends over at the Italian American Club. Tickets are only $20 in advance, $25 at the door, with your dad, Sal Richards.
Absolutely. Do me a favor. You want to move your neck down a little bit?
Move my neck down?
Yeah. Hey, get your neck out of the way. What's the matter with you? Get your freaking neck out of the way.
So your friends can see me on your page.
I hate to mess with this, but I'll do it for you.
Let's see.
And also joining us from Action Sports, Doug Verb.
Yes. Hello, fellas.
Doug Gouch. Much less of an introduction.
There you go, buddy, right there, pal. And I'll move my neck.
There you go. Okay, so we're also on Facebook Live.
It's like a horse race.
Jonathan Scott LV. And you can also find us on iTunes, iHeart, Google Play, Spotify, and Alexa on
Amazon.
Your
local Walmart.
And our website, VegasNonstop.com, and a Roku channel, which is called Prime Time. So, anyway, appreciate you guys coming in. Good morning, Las Vegas. We hope you have an exciting weekend planned. We've got a pair of show tickets to give away at our VegasNonstop.com website. All one word, Vegas Nonstop. And we've got discount tickets for sale for Human Nature, Thunder Down Under, Boys to Men, which is a great show. Here's what's happening this weekend. The 40th annual San Gennaro Feast continues through Sunday at the 215 in Durango.
That's my favorite weekend in New York.
With 60, yep. I was going to ask you guys, let me get through it, but 60 amusement rides, 70 food vendors, admission is only $10, free for children under 54 inches tall. Jeffrey, you might qualify for that.
I'm sorry, how many inches?
54.
54.
I'm good.
You could get in for free.
I'm right around that 60. Well, he's got the lift.
Wait, what's 54 inches?
That kid's under 54 inches getting free. So let's talk about on Bleecker Street.
Those aren't pillows.
San Gennaro, the Feast of San Gennaro on Bleecker Street is the first place that I met Cha-Cha.
Cha-Cha?
Cha-Cha, the mayor of Mulberry Street.
Oh, absolutely.
Right, so I'm sure you...
Well, Angel Salazar played Cha-Cha in Scarface.
He did?
Yeah, his name was Cha-Cha.
I was there when they were shooting Godfather 3 with my actor friend Joe Mantegna.
Right.
And Cha-Cha asked Joe if he could be in the movie Godfather 3, and Joe said, I'm an actor. I'm playing one of the Godfathers. I am not the Godfather. He couldn't just put him in the movie. He didn't have that kind of authority.
Right.
But anyway, it's different here, but the food is great. It's I don't know if they do the parade with the dollars here. Mm. I don't think I've seen that here.
No, they go all out in New York. It's the best weekend of the year.
To change, go like this. Oh, by the way, Pat Cooper.
It's the Grand Marshal.
Was the Grand Marshal.
Patsy Caputo. Patsy Caputo.
Pasquale Caputo.
Pasquale
Caputo.
Great stand-up comic, Pat Cooper, lives here in Vegas now. Tonight, Friday, 8 p.m., for those of you that are watching on Friday, rock legend Eric Clapton performs his guitar magic at T-Mobile Arena. One time in the 60s, it was very commonplace to see Clapton as God graffiti scratched on the walls from London to Chicago. For those of you old enough to remember the 60s and remember Cream and the album Disraeli Gears, Doug, I know you remember.
I do remember.
Eric Clapton, please.
Of course. I actually, the 70s, I'm not sure that I remember any of the 70s.
Well, that's how you know you enjoyed it.
No, because of the 60s.
Saturday, 7:30 p.m., you can get lost in Smoke on the Water with rockers Deep Purple. Deep Purple, apparently, at the House of Blues. Bum, 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 bum,
that's Smoke on Water.
Bum, 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 bum.
Wow.
Yeah, Deep Purple.
Deep Purple, House of Blues.
At the House of Blues.
Think about it.
Saturday, you have your choice of Iglesias entertainers. You've got comedian Gabriel Iglesias, a.k.a. Fluffy.
I love Fluffy.
Fluffy appears at 10 p.m. at the Terry Fader
Theater. Big star.
When's that?
Saturday.
Oh, man, Saturday's a big night. We've got a lot going on here.
Uh-huh, at the Terry Fader Theater at the Mirage with tickets starting at $59.99. Have you seen Fluffy live before?
Nope. I would like to. I would like to.
And then the other Iglesias, singer Enrique Iglesias, appearing at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace with tickets starting at $79. My question is, where's Julio Iglesias when you need him?
Where is he?
Probably down by the schoolyard.
Let me do
terrible,
the jokes.
Terrible. Thank you. Thank you. Guy, that's a good call. Yeah, let him do the jokes.
I wrote that this morning.
I'm
sure you did.
Erase it.
Did you go back to sleep after
that? Pencil.
Saturday and Sunday, 8 p.m. for you dog lovers. Caesar Milan, a.k.a.
Oh, yeah, the dog whisperer.
Dog whisperer.
On the
how
paper.
Many times do you think that guy's been bitten by a dog?
Yeah, I don't even know dogs whisper.
He tells his...
No, he whispers to them. He can speak their language so that they can understand him.
Yeah, that LSD must be working good.
Exactly. Sit exactly. They're not going to bite anyone anymore.
Caesar Milan, the dog whisperer, tells his story, comically titled...
Enough biting.
Unleashed.
You're not going to pee in the house anymore.
The David Copperfield Theater at MGM Grand. Tickets start at $45 to see the dog whisperer.
Sorry,
woof,
no,
woof.
It's all right.
Woof, woof.
How much for dogs?
They have to be under 54 inches.
Yeah.
Long.
Sunday,
long,
8 p.m.
Less hair.
The Doobie Brothers are taking it to the streets one more time, performing their many hit songs. One Took Over the Line at the Pearl at the Palms. Tickets start at $49.95, a few dollars less than Deep Purple.
Wow.
Wow, how about
that's crazy.
Mm.
What? Yeah, Deep speaking green. Of that, can I mention a show? Because I want to give some shout outs.
Other than your show?
Yes.
Okay,
because I want to give some shout outs.
The Bronx Wanderers?
The Bronx Wanderers are great.
You got your New York, you got your Yankees, you got your Jets.
I got my Jets.
You're sure representing
here. Usually it's the Giants and the Jets.
What do you mean, Giants and Jets?
That's usually what it is.
It's not, you're not either or?
Yeah. Oh, I see what you're saying.
No,
he's saying Yankees and Giants.
Thank you.
And usually it's Jets and Mets.
Well, let me get through mine and then we can do yours.
All right, go ahead.
All right. Dionne Warwick starts a new residency at Cleopatra's Barge at Caesar's Palace with tickets starting at $125.
Ooh,
wow.
That's deep.
Intimate evening, intimate experience to find out what you get when you fall in love. Herpes.
Herpes. Oh, well, I don't know.
Wednesday, Rod Stewart returns to the Coliseum at Caesars through October 5th. Santana is returning to the House of Blues at Mandalay Bay. Who says rock is dead?
No one.
No one.
The Who said rock is dead.
Who?
Yeah. Third base. Wednesday, 8 p.m., Smokey Robinson performs his Motown hits at the Encore Theater at Wynn Las Vegas. And what else? Atomic Saloon Show, the new show produced by Spiegelworld, starts its previews at Venetian's Grand Canal Shops. I'm hearing that it's a hybrid of Absinthe and Blazing Saddles for adults, but you can call for showtimes. Join me, Jonathan Scott, and our funny, intelligent friends for Monday Night Football pregame podcast at the Porchlight Grill on Desert Inn and Durango. This week it's the Browns versus the Jets on brand new high definition TV
Jets.
Monitors.
Yeah, okay.
I heard
good
from
luck
Kevin
with that
yesterday.
One.
He's got brand new monitors in, Jeffrey.
Wow.
Since Monday, you got brand new monitors. At
all around?
All around.
By the way, Jets. That was a great time last week. It was really a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, this week we've got the Browns versus the Jets.
Food was solid, too. Good wings, good hot dogs.
You like the wings?
She brought out one of the house pizzas, also very good. Great bartenders, great drinks.
Porchlight Grill serves up a special football menu of comfort food. One conversation at a time. Made from scratch, an upscale tavern setting with comfy couches, $3 beers, $3 hot dogs, drink specials, plenty of gaming. That's the Porchlight Grill on Desert Inn Durango. Monday, we start at 4:30. Our friend, legendary comic George Wallace, appears at the Westgate Hotel and Casino. If you've never seen George Wallace, one of the best stand-up comics of all time. For all you fitness buffs, Joe Weider's Olympia Fitness and Performance Weekend is at the Orleans Arena.
That's a biggie.
Again, we've got a pair of show tickets to give away at our website. Go to VegasNonstop.com. Check out our new T-shirts. We've got discount tickets, again,
t-shirts.
For human nature. I know. You got one.
What size do they come in?
Small, medium, large, extra large, and 2X and 3X and 4X.
So they would have an extra large that would fit
me.
Oh, yeah.
Is that a Grateful Dead shirt you're wearing?
No, it
is
not. No, it's a Picasso.
Oh, it's a blues yoga. Anyway, check out our new Roku channel, Primetime, and listen again on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Alexa, and our website. And join us at Porch Light Grill on Durango and Desert. And who's making that noise?
I can't imagine.
Guy Richards. You've got, again, you've got some shout-outs?
Yeah, just some shout-outs, because I know you for a long time. You had us, me and Dad, on your show last time and everything. We're grateful. I just moved to Vegas a couple of months ago, and I want to give a couple.
Yeah.
So a couple of shout-outs to people that really helped me since I got here. And, Jonathan, your head's in the way of my face.
Get your neck out of the way.
Here we go. Joelle Righetti. First of all, Joelle Righetti is a special guest on our show. She'll be opening the show for us for Like Father, Like Son.
Joelle Spaghetti Righetti?
Joelle Spaghetti Righetti, exactly. And she's our special guest. She's going to rock the
house as
always.
I know where you got that from.
And Barbara Brighton is going to be hosting the show.
The Barbara Brighton.
So here's some shout-outs that people that became my family. Joelle, Chris Jason. You know Chris Jason from the Rat Pack is back at the Tuscany.
I don't, but so, I know the show. My friend Lon Bronson is the musical
great
director.
Show.
Our friend Lon.
Long Johnson.
Yeah, you got
to Long Johnson Bronson.
Yeah, you got to go see him. Real quick, Francesca. Dear friend, Miss Kelly Clinton and Clint Holmes. Kelly, thanks for bringing me up on stage and everything to promote the show.
I think we
Pat
know that.
Pat Cooper, I love you very much.
Patsy Caputo.
And one of my sponsors.
Pasquale, come on.
What? Can I? All right. There's a young lady, Melissa. All right. She does my nails. Okay. She does. I mean, she is.
My Melissa does my nails.
No,
too.
No. Listen to me. She is amazing doing nails and acrylics. So go to see her on Instagram. So it's Instagram.com/MDEENails. She's nails and art, so go
now,
see her.
Now, if you need a plumber, go to A.A. Cassaro Plumbing.
So go see Melissa on Instagram.
All right, those are your shout-outs?
Yeah, those are my shout-outs.
We got it all here.
Sal Richards appearing Wednesday, September 18th.
Yes, absolutely.
At IAC Italian American Club. Wednesday, September 18th at 8 p.m. If you've never been to the Italian American Club, the food is great, the entertainment's great, the people are great. They've raised over $50,000 last year for their scholarship fund. And again, it's on Eastern and Sahara. Shout out to the Italian American Club. Jeffrey with a G, did you watch last night, as you call Scam Newton, the Panthers?
And wasn't my theory proven?
Yeah.
God, here's the funniest part. I don't know if he's a bigger clown on the field or off the field. Who's dressing this guy? I don't get it. He's coming out looking like I can't even describe it.
Who's
like
this?
Cam Newton.
More importantly,
what's up with that?
More importantly, who's coaching this guy?
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah,
Ron Santo still there? by the way, that was Jameson Winston's first road win since 2016.
Right. Yeah. Wow.
To give you an idea of just how bad Carolina is, on the last play of the game,
right,
I think they had fourth and inches. Instead of giving it to Superman, Cam Newton,
sure,
for a QB sneak for 6 inches,
you saw that.
They run a fake reverse to Christian McCaffrey to the left, mm-hmm, and he gets stuck on the 1 yard line and doesn't pick up the first. Game over.
But do you think that was a first down, though?
No.
I don't think so either.
I thought the tackler did an amazing job. From getting him out of bounds before he made the first down.
Right, exactly.
Listen, Cam Newton is done. I'm telling you right now. I called it after the Super Bowl.
What's up with his foot? This is a problem.
He
with
can't throw
foot.
Either.
I want.
No, I'm serious.
No.
If you saw him last night throwing to his receivers, there was one great play. He had Greg Olsen, the tight end, wide open.
Right.
Instead of hitting him in stride, Olsen had to turn around to make the catch, and it prevented him from picking up probably another 10 or 15
and
yards.
Four overthrows, trying to go down to
terrible,
the end zone.
Terrible,
no.
Horrible.
He can't throw to his receivers. Well, something's wrong with his foot, and he's definitely messed up in the head.
Yeah.
I've been calling it for years since the Super Bowl when he fumbled the ball, and instead of going after the ball, he went the other way.
Other way.
So it was all.
What was that player a long time ago? Wrong way, Peach Fuzz, or Wrong Way, Corrigan?
Peach Fuzz.
There was a player that used to go Wrong Way for that same kind of a play running.
Wrong Way Marshall from the Minnesota Vikings, Purple People Eater, picked it up and ran the wrong way.
Really?
That's really Marshall.
So, Jeffrey, how did you do on Sunday and on your on your picks?
I think I did pretty well, actually. I'm trying to remember Sunday. You know, the only game that did me in was Monday. I bet against my Patriots.
Oh, yeah. Well, I listened to you.
I know.
I took the 5.5 points on the Steelers.
And once again, I go against Brady and Belichick thinking that, oh, it's week one, division rival coming in, blah, blah, blah. Right. And I still cannot understand how Ben Roethlisberger and that team manage only 3 points.
They looked horrible. Yeah.
I just don't get it.
I had to turn it off in the fourth quarter. It's horrible. I couldn't even watch the end of the game.
No. I said to someone the other day, if you look at the Patriots' last two quote-unquote postseason, regular season games, they held the Rams to 3 points and now the Steelers to three points. I realize there's a big gap in between, but are we underestimating the Patriots' defense?
Next seven games against nobody.
Well, certainly this weekend we're three touchdown favorites in Miami.
We're also going up against, you made some comments on Doug's Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, they lost for me. They gave up an inconsequential score at the end to lose the spread, which that hurt. But they looked very good.
But they looked better in the second, third, and fourth quarter.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right, let's talk about
I can't believe that last touchdown. That killed me.
I know.
Killed me.
Anyway, you're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on 920 The Game. Also on iHeart, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Alexa on Amazon, and on Guy Richards' TV show. So we're going to take our first commercial break and come on right back. Hey, football fans, Jonathan Scott here, inviting you to join Vegas Nonstop every Monday at 4 p.m. for a live pregame podcast party at the Porchlight Grill on Desert Inn in Durango. The Porchlight Grill is an upscale tavern and non-smoking restaurant serving homemade food with 99% of the menu made from scratch, high-definition TVs, oversized couches, and it's neatly tucked away in the shopping center on Desert Inn in Durango. Porchlight Grill's friendly bartenders serve local brews on tap and a wide variety of comfort food and drink with plenty of action on 15 multi-denominational video games. Enjoy Monday Night Football with me, Jonathan Scott, and our crew of comedians, performers, athletes, and celebrities at the Porchlight Grill on Desert Inn in Durango, Monday's pregame podcast party. Porchlight Grill, an upscale Las Vegas tavern.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today. A Las Vegas, Millennium Window Tinting on Eastern and Sunset invites you to get out of the sun and have your car, home, and office treated with energy-efficient 3M window tinting. Tinting your windows adds an extra layer of protection from both the sun and from intruders who can't steal what they can't see. Why wait till it's 120 degrees to shield yourself from the blistering heat? Millennium Window Tints offer same-day service and mention Vegas Nonstop for a special offer. Millennium Window Tints, authorized by the 3M Corporation. Schedule window tinting for your car, home, or business at their website, MillenniumTints.com. That's MillenniumTints.com at Sunset and Eastern.
Are you in the market for a used car? Las Vegas Auto Sales specializes in financing entertainers and hospitality workers. Las Vegas Auto Sales can get you finance if you have bad credit, a repo, or a bankruptcy. Easy approval on great used cars under $10,000. Drive off in a new ride today. $1,000 gets you rolling.
Ballers welcome.
Las Vegas Auto Sales, 2901 South Highland Avenue, next to Treasures. Visit their website at LasVegasAutoSales.com for the best used car deals. Las Vegas Auto Sales, 702-877-1212. That's 702-877-1212.
You're listening to Sports 920, The Game.
Wait.
was the great Eddie Money. We lost another one. 70 years old. I don't know, if, Jeffrey, if you ever saw Eddie Money.
Not live, but obviously I've listened to his music and a great entertainer.
Doug, you ever see Eddie Money?
I did. In Chicago, in fact.
Oh, did, yeah, yeah, I saw him in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And it was a great show. Guy, you must have seen him in New York.
Who's that?
Eddie Money.
Of course, Eddie Money. He made a lot of money, Eddie.
Eddie's real name was Eddie Mahoney, and he was actually a New York police officer.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Eddie Mahoney, great entertainer, 70 years old. I don't know what he passed from, but, you know, certainly.
He had been sick for a while.
Had he?
He actually had a reality show on TV where it was documented where he disclosed his illness.
Oh, right. Wow. Yeah. Cool guy.
Great, and talking about missing people, a report just came in. Superfan Tom was just seen at Sapphire. He's still there.
Even though the pool is closed.
And so was Jimmy Hoffa.
Guy Richards has starred on Broadway. Topless. Headlined all major comedy clubs, colleges, MGM Grand, Planet Hollywood, Las Vegas, and also the Riviera. Appeared in the movie Austin Monroe, Dirty Work, which was a music video. Do we have a phone call?
Yeah, it's Austin Mahone, Dirty Work music video.
I don't know what is that a movie?
No, that's a song. He's a pop artist, big pop artist.
Oh, yeah, well.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, after Sinatra, I was pretty much done.
Yeah, that's okay.
So tell us what we can expect to see on your show.
Not at all.
At September 18th at the Italian American
Club. Well, it's like Father Like Son. My father, Sal Richards, actor, comedian. Dad's been in The Godfather, Out for Justice with Steven Seagal, Rounders with Matt Damon. You know, and I can go on and on and on. Television, Law and Order, Criminal Intent, Headlines, Vegas, everywhere.
We got an hour to fill. Go ahead.
And if you want, you can go to his site, salrichards.com. But the show is about like Father, Like Son. We talk about family. We talk about real life occurrences. We do characterizations. I dance in my show. I'll be breakdancing in my show also. I still do that.
And wait. You say you're going to breakdance?
Yep.
Do you bring a piece of cardboard on stage
with
you?
No, I don't need that, bro. No
more. You got your boombox?
I got my boombox. I got my bang box. I got it all.
Hey, break
your,
a leg.
Your parachute pants? So, the old school parachute pants?
Remember those?
Yeah, of course.
Those are cool.
Everyone
my father
them.
Tries.
Hammer time.
My father tries to breakdance, and he
just
blows
breaks.
Out of him.
He just breaks.
So, blows out of him.
But it's all about family. It's all about
you have
laughter.
A big family?
Yes, I do.
How many?
I don't know.
75,000.
That's how big
between
it is.
Cousins and everything, about 50, 60 people, maybe more.
Christmas is big?
Yeah, Christmas is very big. Sundays are big at our house.
Oh,
eating.
Yeah.
You know, all the Italians get together.
Someone's got
know.
A pot of sauce on the stove.
Get the seven fishes?
The seven fishes and the seven elements with the fifth element. So
Jeffrey knows about that more than I do.
So how
the
about
seven fishes?
What's the fifth element? What's all that?
That's the movie, the fifth element.
Yeah, oh,
yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Fifth dimension.
The thing. But can my father call in because he's watching?
Yeah, we've been waiting for him to call in.
Dad, why don't you call in? You have the phone number. I gave it to you. I hope you're watching the
702-365-9200, 702-365-9200. So your dad was in Godfather 1, 2, or 3, or all of the above?
Godfather 1, then he did, back then, Seamus and the Valachi Papers. Then he was in Cat's Eye.
I remember the Valachi
Papers. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Taking a Pelham 1, 2, 3. You know, all of that kind of good stuff. You know, just he's done so much. Let me call him right now.
Well, we are live, by the way.
Hey, Dad, it's Guy. We're on the radio.
Where the hell are you, Pop?
Can you hear me? I'm on the radio.
Like Father, Like Son.
That's the name of the show.
Does he do nails?
No, he doesn't do nails.
Does he go to Melissa's to get his nails done?
No, I'm going to Melissa to get my nails done.
Just go on
different Melissa.
Hello?
Well,
the goat rodeo is in full swing.
We're calling dads. It's not Father's Day, but we're pretending.
Give me a second. I'm going to call my dad, too.
Do you guys believe how fast this
call
year
in.
Is going?
Don't you hear me?
It's crazy.
It's almost Father's Day.
This is a very casual show.
Dad, use the phone. No, call the station.
Pick up the princess phone.
I should have texted.
The dial one. Doug, do you remember your first phone number?
I do. What Orchard 34886.
Mine was Briargate 47727.
Right. You're talking about your phone number growing up?
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I know my number, but it doesn't have a name.
We were in Canada, weren't you?
Yeah. I was...
6
4 8 4 8 7 1 8
what
3
3 Dylan.
I even remember Empire. 588-2300.
Well, that's still on.
Empire.
What? It's still on.
And they've got local Empire spots here. Sure. Oh, here's for Doug Burr. What does it say?
What does it say?
Welcome to the Guy Richards Family Hour.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you very much,
with
Doug.
Your host, Guy Richards.
While
we've got Doug here, we're waiting for Sal to learn how to use the sports phone. Let's talk about America. Oh, is that Sal calling in now?
I don't know.
What did I tell you about answering the phone during the show?
Yeah.
Did I mention A.A. Casaro Plumbing?
Yeah.
Yes, you did.
If you've got a leak.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk to Angelo and see if we can change his slogan.
Yeah, you can get your nut
if
off.
You've got a leak. Angelo, are you there?
I'm here, definitely.
Yeah, right. I can't hear him, though.
Are you here in Las Vegas, or are you not yet?
No, I'm sitting by my pool in Florida. Oh. Watching the show, and nobody can get a word in edgewise, so I tried to call, and the phone just kept saying that they won't stop talking, so I can't put you through.
I wonder where that expression came from, get a word in edgewise.
Edgewise.
Think that would
mean? Because it depends on how you're standing at the time.
I guess so. You know, a guy was talking, he mentioned that you were in the Godfather movie. And
yes, I wanted to get into the Godmother, but she wasn't there at the time.
The Godmother, yes, I understand. And my actor friend, Joe Mantegna, who was in Godfather 3, told me an amazing, probably the best Godfather story that I've ever heard. Which was for Godfather 3, and I'm not going to do the story as well as Joe could tell it.
Of course not.
But originally, Winona Ryder was supposed to play Michael Corleone's daughter.
Sophia.
Yeah, and she was dating Johnny Depp at the time, who was in Paris, and she didn't want to leave Johnny Depp in Paris.
Of course not.
So right. Francis Coppola asked his daughter Sophia, who was not an actress, she was an artist,
if
she would play Michael Corleone's daughter, and she agreed to do it. And I don't know if you guys remember, but Francis Ford Coppola's son, when Francis made the first Godfather, and correct me if any of this is not right, but he moved his entire family to Rome while they were shooting, because they were shooting so long. And his son was kind of reckless and got, unfortunately, killed in a terrible boating accident.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep. It was a boating accident.
Right?
Yeah.
So now it comes to Godfather 3, which was 10 years later from Godfather 1 and 2, and he's using his daughter. And Joe gets the dailies, the script pages for the ending, and he sees that Francis changed the ending, which was originally on the opera steps. Michael Corleone was supposed to get gunned down, but Francis changed it to having his daughter shot instead. And Joe went to Francis's trailer and said, Francis, why did you change the ending? And he said, well, you have to understand what happened to my son was a terrible tragedy, and I want my daughter to experience the only kind of tragedy I want her to experience is on film and not in real life, and that's why he changed the ending in the movie.
Oh, wow, no kidding. Wow. See, I didn't know any of that because I was only in Godfather 1, and matter of fact, I played the part of Nino. He was the drunk at the wedding. Now, if you saw the movie, you saw me for about 30 seconds. They left me in the book. That's what happened. They left everything I did in the book.
Well, anybody that was in any of the Godfathers, I think, is sainted.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, when are you coming into Vegas?
The funny thing is, I still get checks from the Godfather. Every time the Godfather is on.
Which is every day, I think.
Right.
Because I was a contract player. I mean, the checks aren't anything to talk about. However, it's always nice to see a check, and it says on there, Godfather.
You know, I refer to the Godfather movies as like the Torah. If you've got a question in life, go to the Godfather movie. And, you know, it's almost like, the Book of War. Keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
Exactly,
you could learn so much. And you'll see something different. We were talking about Cha-Cha, the mayor of Mulberry Street.
Oh, Cha-Cha was a dear friend of mine.
Hey, Dad, you got about a minute and 20 seconds left before we go to the break. So,
I missed 5 minutes, I'm sorry. Listen, Guy.
No, does he interrupt you at home?
Yeah.
Guy, let Jonathan run his own show.
Go ahead, Sal. We got time.
Oh, Jonathan, yeah, let Jonathan run his own show.
Yeah, right, he is.
All right.
So,
I knew Cha-Cha very well. He was a very dear friend of mine. I used to go to his restaurant a lot.
Sure.
And he was a real character, but a terrific guy. And when he passed away, I mean, that whole Mulberry Street area was in mourning for a long, long time. Because he was a very, very popular guy.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was there during the Feast of San Gennaro one year. with Montagnans, and actually I was with Danny Bonaducci, and I was with a wide range of Italian paisans, and it was like nothing I ever experienced before. The Feast of San Gennaro on Mulberry Street in New York.
Oh, in New York.
Yeah, I mean, we've got it going on here this weekend here in Las Vegas, but it's nothing like, you know, Mulberry Street.
Oh, no, there's no comparison. I mean, all right, Las Vegas is Vegas, but the San Gennaro Festival in New York is just one of a kind. You know, a lot of people have tried to duplicate it in other areas, but it's not the same.
No, how
it's
could it be?
It's not the same. The streets are filled with vendors, and you can smell the sausage and peppers and the pizza and everything going on. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
So where are you in Florida?
They have a wonderful time. They enjoy every day of it.
Oh, it's amazing. In New York on Mulberry Street, if you've never experienced that's worth going for just for the Feast of San Gennaro.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Where are you in Florida, Sal?
I'm in West Palm Beach. Why, are you coming over?
No, it's hot enough here in Vegas to, you know, but I love Florida. I've got a fair share of friends in Florida, and we're looking forward to it. Tell us a little bit about the show Wednesday, September 18th at the Italian American Club.
Well, it's called Like Father, Like Son. It's Guy and I, of course, and we have the guest stars. What's her name? Barbara Brighton is going to host it, and Joel Rigetti is going to do a spot.
Right.
Then Guy will come out and do his spot. I'll do my spot. And then Guy and I get back at the end of the show, and we do some rapport and some shtick that we put together, and we sing together and everything. And it's just like you said, it's all about family. And it's good, clean fun. It's not comedy club comedy. It's just comedy in the raw, the way it's supposed to be, and the way it used to be in Vegas. That's what it's about.
The night of music,
if you like to laugh and you like entertainment, this is the show to come to see. Believe it.
And Tuesday, just to let everybody know, my father and I are going to be on the Morning Blend on Channel 13.
Yeah, that's ABC TV here locally.
ABC TV.
Well, that's great. Sal, I appreciate you calling in, and we look forward to seeing you. Yep.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's my pleasure. It's always nice talking to you, pal. We've been friends for a long time.
Yeah.
And I hope to see you when I get out there.
We definitely will. Thank you, everybody. Sal Richards calling from West Palm in Florida. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on 9:20 a.m. The Game. Absolutely. Also on iTunes, iHeart, Alexa, Google Play, Spotify, and, of course, on our website, Vegas Nonstop. We're going to take another quick commercial break and come on back, and we're going to talk a little bit of NFL. Stay right where you are.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out-of-pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking, so call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
Hey, football fans, Jonathan Scott here, inviting you to join Vegas Nonstop every Monday at 4 p.m. for a live pregame podcast party at the Porchlight Grill on Desert Inn in Durango. The Porchlight Grill is an upscale tavern and non-smoking restaurant serving homemade food with 99% of the menu made from scratch, high-definition TVs, oversized couches, and it's neatly tucked away in the shopping center on Desert Inn in Durango. Porchlight Grill's friendly bartenders serve local brews on tap and a wide variety of comfort food and drink with plenty of action on 15 multi-denominational video games. Enjoy Monday Night Football with me, Jonathan Scott, and our crew of comedians, performers, athletes, and celebrities at the Porchlight Grill on Desert Inn in Durango, Monday's pregame podcast party. Porchlight Grill, an upscale Las Vegas tavern.
A Las Vegas Millennium Window Tinting on Eastern and Sunset invites you to get out of the sun and have your car, home, and office treated with energy-efficient 3M window tinting. Tinting your windows adds an extra layer of protection from both the sun and from intruders who can't steal what they can't see. Why wait till it's 120 degrees to shield yourself from the blistering heat? Millennium Window Tints offer same-day service and mention Vegas Nonstop for a special offer. Millennium Window Tints, authorized by the 3M Corporation. Schedule window tinting for your car, home, or business at their website, MillenniumTints.com. That's MillenniumTints.com at Sunset and Eastern.
You're listening to Sports 920, The Game.
Everybody, Jonathan Scott with Vegas Nonstop here on 9:20 a.m. The Game. Of course, that was the great Eddie Money, really Eddie Mahoney, former New York police officer, and tragic loss, another rock and roll loss. Football fans, we're inviting you to join us and Vegas Nonstop every Monday, 4:30, for our live pregame podcast at the Porchlight Grill on Desert Inn in Durango. Porchlight Grill, upscale tavern, non-smoking restaurant, serving homemade food with 95% of the menus made from scratch. Brand new high-definition TVs, oversized couches, neatly tucked away in the shopping center in Desert Inn in Durango. Porchlight Grill's friendly bartenders serve local brews on tap, wide variety of comfort food, and drink with plenty of action on 15 multi-denominational video games. Enjoy Monday Night Football with me, Jonathan Scott, and our crew of comedians, performers, athletes, and celebrities at the Porchlight Grill on Desert Inn in Durango. Mondays, we've got the Jets against the Browns. Browns against the Jets.
Baby.
And Porchlight Grill, upscale Las Vegas Tavern. Guy Richards in studio. Doug Verman,
hey,
of course,
John?
Jeffrey with a G, line one. Go ahead.
John, note just came in. I'm on line two. Note just came in that Sal says that he's carried Guy for years.
He carried him since he was a little baby.
I thought my mother carried me.
Yeah, well, I'll see that.
He helped.
So here's a good trivia note for you.
Okay.
Which two actors won the Academy Award for playing the same role?
What? Could it be Al Pacino as Michael Corleone?
And?
Ooh, you're close.
Well, Marlon Brando. Well,
very good.
That's
it? That's, I got it right?
Yeah.
How'd that happen?
Wow.
The world is about to end.
In the same trilogy of movies, I didn't even think of it right.
Yeah.
I was thinking for the same
Pacino
role.
Pacino did win the Academy.
It is the same role.
But at different stages of their lives.
Yeah.
I got it.
The same role.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Jeffrey with a G reminded me that we've got only 16 games left in Major League Baseball. So let's tear it apart here.
Oh, man.
American League East Division. You've got the New York Yankees 10 games ahead of Tampa.
It's all Yankees. All right,
come on. Yes.
Jeffrey, lead the charge here.
Ask about the Red Sox.
Red Sox are done.
They're
we know
done.
That.
Okay,
and obviously, there's a lot more.
19 and a half games behind.
Oh, yeah, and probably 8 or 10 out of the wild card. The Sox are done. Obviously, they just fired their president of operations, Dave Dombrowski.
Really? So,
yeah, and it's very weird what's going on there. There's got to be something going on inside the organization because shortly after letting Dombrowski go, we started hearing reports as to whether or not they're gonna bring back Alex Cora, their manager. So there's got to be some sort of stuff going on in the organization that we're not hearing about. Clearly, this team is not the same team that won the World Series last year.
Yeah, what food are they serving in the locker room?
Well, there's no beer, but they still have
chicken
the fried
wings?
Chicken.
Yeah,
fried
they
chicken.
Do have the fried chicken.
Kale. It's probably kale.
Just
that
no
kale
more.
Will kill you.
Is that what it is?
And they're more than likely going to lose one or both of J.D. Martinez and Mookie Betts next year, which is a very big loss to that lineup. I'm hoping they keep Betts. As much as I love J.D., Betts brings so much to the team from a leadoff standpoint, a veteran leader, a defensive standpoint, leading off at the top of the lineup. I mean, he just does so much more than J.D. does in the cleanup
spot.
All
right, spot. What is the race that's still alive? There's only one race still alive.
Yeah.
Right? Well, here in the Central Division, let's American League Central Division.
No, it's the...
Well, Cleveland's only a half game
behind.
The wild card in the National League.
Right.
Okay? So...
Well,
what
you
we
could
have
say
there?
The wild card in the American League is up between three teams, right?
Cleveland,
Oakland, Tampa Bay, and the
Indians. 3.5. I'm
Oakland.
Sorry.
Well, here's the thing: is the Indians are a half game out of the wild card, but they're only 3.5 behind Minnesota for the division. And the problem Minnesota has right now is that two of their stars are injured: Max Kepler and Miguel Sanu.
Did you say Harmon Killebrew?
Miguel Sanu are both out of that lineup, and they're not playing very well right now. They're 5-5 over the last 10. They've lost two straight. Cleveland's been heating up again as they get healthier. Tito's got that team playing better. Winners of 4 in a row and 7 out of 10. And Oakland's on fire, 8 out of 10 and 3 in a row.
Really?
So if I had to put money on it, I'm going to say you're going to see Oakland, Tampa Bay, and probably Cleveland. I think Cleveland can take out Minnesota. And unfortunately,
but you think Houston's going to rock? Houston's going to take Western?
I think you're going to see Houston and the Yankees in the ALCS.
Yeah, it'd be a great one.
And I don't know how the Yankees can match up against that rotation.
I think they're going to take them.
Right. I don't know how.
Nah. Okay. Right. Now, Verlander.
You have Verlander, Greinke, and Cole. Correct. They're putting up ridiculous numbers. Right. I mean, they're unstoppable.
Who are the Yankees?
And their lineup is just as formidable as the Yankees.
Right.
The Yankees
Tanaka. A little bit of a left turn on you. Right. You know, I watched comedy over the week on Netflix. I was watching the Judd Apatow stand-up comedy, and he got to throw the ball out at the Mets game.
Yeah.
And he says, you know, they invited me to do it, but he didn't know anything about the Mets. He says, is there a guy named Mookie?
Yeah.
There's always a guy named Mookie.
And then he bounced the ball in, and it didn't even make it all the way to home plate. You know, it's just like, how much pressure is there to throw the first ball out?
Then the comedy started, the Mets played.
Mets are doing okay. They're two games out of the wild card.
Not bad.
Great matchup tonight with the Mets. I mean, I think you have Syndergaard going... Syndergaard's pitching tonight against Kershaw in Flushing, so that's a great matchup. I actually like the Mets tonight at home with Syndergaard. You're going to get him at like plus 120, 115. I'll take Syndergaard at home plus 120. The Mets have the bats. We know what Kershaw's like on the road or in the postseason.
Right.
Although he's pitched better this year, he hasn't had all the pressure on him.
So how about the rest of the wild card for the National League?
Well, let's go National League. We've got Atlanta. 8.5 games ahead of Washington.
Atlanta and the Dodgers are far and away the two best teams in the National League.
Right.
Another great matchup tonight in Washington with Atlanta going up against Max Scherzer, who's always brilliant.
Can Washington catch Atlanta?
No. It's all about wild card now. There's no way they're catching them.
Who else is in the wild card?
So right now, St. Louis is leading the division over the Cubbies and Milwaukee. And unfortunately, Milwaukee just lost the reigning MVP, Christian Yelich. He fouled a ball off of his kneecap and cracked it.
I watched the Cubbies play the Padres.
Extremely painful.
All weekend.
I'm sorry. My condolences. 14.
Oh, my God. It was painful. Aside from Chris Bryant hitting two home runs on Saturday. And we were hoping Mike Bryant, Chris's dad, was going to call in today, but I don't know if that's going to happen.
So in the wild card and in the National League, I think Washington is going to make it. They have a 3.5 game lead on everyone else.
Right.
I think Milwaukee lost their chances by not having Yelich for the last 15, 16 games. The Cubbies, you know, that's an interesting story, but I really like the Mets here. The Mets are playing well. They have the pitching. They have the bats. Alonso's still hitting home runs. He might have 50 this year. And they've won 4 in a row and 7 out of the last 10.
14 games behind.
Wow.
And I have two future bets on the Mets. I have them winning the World Series at 40-1.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I have them winning the National League, I think, at 20-1.
Hey, you get that. You score big.
Well, and here's the thing. They picked up Stroman from Toronto. Everyone thought they were crazy. Mm. You got Syndergaard and DeGrom behind them and Stephen Matz, right, who's also been pitching well. I like the way they're being coached. They play aggressive baseball, you know. You talk about producing runs by bunting and advancing runners and playing fundamental baseball.
Nobody does anymore.
This team is doing that, and it's fun to watch. They're a fun team to watch.
Okay, who's it going to be?
Who's it going to be in the World Series?
Yeah. I know you want the Dodgers to play the Yankees.
I think it's going to be Houston and Atlanta.
No Yankees.
Yeah. I think it's Houston and Atlanta.
Wow. I think the Yankees are making
I don't think the Yankees have the pitching.
Wow. Well, no Dodgers.
Yeah.
That's problem.
True. And I agree, I think
Atlanta takes out the Dodgers.
That's the truth.
Wow.
I do.
But we might get lucky.
Now, in everyone's wish list, we want to see Dodgers Yankees.
Yes.
That would be unbelievable. Yeah, that's a throwback to the late 70s, early 80s, Reggie Jackson, right. Fernando Valenzuela. I mean, those great teams.
Who I still say was the fattest pitcher in baseball.
No.
No.
Bartolo Colon, easily. Babe Ruth. Easily. Right.
You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on 920 AM. The Game, also available on iHeartRadio, iTunes Radio, Spotify, Google Play, and Alexa. Hey, Alexa. Play Vegas Nonstop and on Roku on Primetime and on Guy Richards' channel. Go to Vegas Nonstop and enter to win a couple of tickets to one of our shows. And we're going to take a short commercial break. Come on back for some NFL.
Are you in the market for a used car? Las Vegas Auto Sales specializes in financing entertainers and hospitality workers. Las Vegas Auto Sales can get you finance if you have bad credit, a repo, or a bankruptcy. Easy approval on great used cars under $10,000. Drive off in a new ride today. $1,000 gets you rolling.
Ballers welcome.
Las Vegas Auto Sales, 2901 South Highland Avenue, next to Treasures. Visit their website at LasVegasAutoSales.com for the best used car deals. Las Vegas Auto Sales, 702-877-1212. That's 702-877-1212.
Hey, football fans, Jonathan Scott here, inviting you to join Vegas Nonstop every Monday at 4 p.m. for a live pregame podcast party at the Porchlight Grill on Desert Inn in Durango. The Porchlight Grill is an upscale tavern and non-smoking restaurant serving homemade food with 99% of the menu made from scratch, high-definition TVs, oversized couches, and it's neatly tucked away in the shopping center on Desert Inn in Durango. Porchlight Grill's friendly bartenders serve local brews on tap and a wide variety of comfort food and drink with plenty of action on 15 multi-denominational video games. Enjoy Monday Night Football with me, Jonathan Scott, and our crew of comedians, performers, athletes, and celebrities at the Porchlight Grill on Desert Inn in Durango, Monday's pregame podcast party. Porchlight Grill, an upscale Las Vegas tavern.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out-of-pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking, so call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
You're listening to Sports 920, The Game.
Scott with Vegas Nonstop. Of course, that was the great Eddie Money. And we're here on 920 The Game. Hope you're having a great weekend ahead of you. It's finally under 100 degrees, which I say playable for you golfers out there.
That's right.
We can get it going. Jeffrey with a G, line one, go ahead. Let's talk a little bit about football. We've got some huge spreads here. One in particular is your Patriots against the Miami Finns. It's up to, last I saw, it was 19 points.
It is 19. It's still 19 points.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a game that you really just can't bet unless you're going to tease it one way or another. When I say tease, that's usually a multivariable bet where you have to take either two totals or two sides and move it by 6 points, either up or down for a total.
Right.
Or
will they let
plus
you move it to 25?
Yeah.
It can,
for sure.
It doesn't have to be 6 points either. You can.
And let's just keep in mind, we just watched the Baltimore Ravens beat Miami at home, in Miami, by 49 points last week. Yeah. I'm going to go on a limb here and say that the Patriots' offense is just as good as Baltimore's offense.
I told you, just as bad.
Just yeah. as good as Baltimore's offense. Now, it is a division rival. Miami has been hearing all the BS all week about how bad they are, and there's stories coming out of the locker room that guys actually just want off the team right now because they're looking like they're just going to tank this season completely.
They traded
Kenny Stills and one of their best offensive linemen just before the season started. And the rest of the guys are like, why am I beating myself up if we're just going to go 0-16?
I think
there's only been two 0-16 teams in the modern era. One was the Lions, one was the Browns.
Right.
I think at one point the Browns were like 1-32 over two seasons. 1-31 over two seasons. So, listen, I won't bet against the Patriots again this year.
No, you can't. Because
I already learned my lessons and I got my finger slammed in the door last week.
Yeah.
But, I won't take the Patriots here, and I won't take Miami. This is a game I just lay off.
Yeah.
I'll watch, and I hope the Patriots just do what they have to do to get a win.
So let's go to this one, and G really pointed
ahead,
this
Doug,
out. The spread on the Chargers at Lions opened at only
at three,
and now it's down
one and
to
a half.
One and a half.
Yeah.
So
why?
Why?
Well, you know, what's funny is that the Chargers and Lions had similar opening weeks other than the results. Chargers gave up a 15-point lead to a Andrew Luck-less Colts team, letting them tie the game plus a 2-point conversion as time expired and then beat them by 6 in overtime. The Lions similarly gave up an 18-point lead to Arizona and ended up in a 27-all tie with them. So I can't see defense being anything to talk about here. But the Chargers offense is pretty formidable. I mean, they're doing a very good job. I mean, Phillip Rivers has the receivers and Keenan Allen. Antonio Gates is back. I know they don't have Melvin Gordon in the backfield, but they're running the ball very well. I happen to love the Chargers here on the road, in the dome, no weather issues. I'll take the Chargers minus one and a half all day.
All right, what about the Jets? What do you think about the Jets?
Well, that's an interesting game. They're playing Baker Mayfield and the Browns on Monday Night Football.
Right.
They just lost Sam Darnold to mononucleosis, which you don't really hear about too much.
They've
quarantined him to his apartment. He's not allowed at the practice facility. He's not allowed in the locker room. And they're saying he's going to miss multiple weeks. However, I watched Cleveland at home last week against Tennessee.
They were terrible.
They looked terrible.
And we like home dogs.
This is not just a home dog. This is a home dog on national TV getting a touchdown.
On Monday night.
7 points it's up to right now. I like the Jets defense.
That's it.
I like the Jets defense. I don't know if the Jets win the game, but I'll take the Jets at home plus +7.
All right, good. I like
Can we talk a minute about Chiefs Raiders? Last I saw was -9.5.
No,
the Raiders, you think Antonio Brown going to make it through the season?
Antonio Brown's not playing for the Raiders anymore.
Oh, that's right.
However, he will be seen in Miami this week on the Patriots.
I forgot about that, but is he going to make it through the season? Period. Because now there's rape charges against
him. We understand that. The NFL came out today and said that they're not going to suspend him per their player conduct policy rules.
Right.
So there's a good chance we are going to see him this Sunday. After that, I think it's a coin toss as to what happens. This is going to be in the hands of the law in Miami, or in Florida, rather, where the case was filed. He allegedly sexually assaulted his personal trainer, who he also went to college with.
Right. Well, three times.
And he did it on multiple occasions, once in his home in Pittsburgh, once in his home in Miami. My question is, why did she even bother going to the home in Miami after what happened in Pittsburgh?
Are we just tired of talking about him, period?
Yeah, I'm done. I don't need to talk about him unless he has
four
touchdowns.
Raiders Chiefs. Raiders are home dogs again.
Raiders.
And they look pretty good.
Yeah, they look pretty good against Denver, who could be the worst team in the league.
No. The Dolphins.
The Raiders are playing the Chiefs.
Second worst, sorry.
Absolutely. Yeah. -7. It's down to -7.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's a touchdown. Home dogs. I don't know.
Tough one to call.
I'll tell you what I like here is I love the over.
53 and what is it?
I will say this, though.
Really?
I will say this. Oakland's defense looked good against Denver's offensive line. I saw those linebackers penetrating, getting in the backfield, and getting to the Baltimore quarterback, Flacco, who's now Denver's quarterback. I think you're just dealing with a different animal when it comes to Kansas City.
Again,
they can't keep up with that speed.
We're going to be back on Facebook Live, on social media on Monday, coming to you from Porchlight Grill with a recap of everything. But I do want to mention, I want to mention Sunday is the first preseason game for the Golden Knights.
It is.
Golden Knights.
And the fever is starting again. VGK fever is starting again here. in Las Vegas for the Golden Knights, third season.
Wow. Well, they just lost one of their players, unfortunately, a very young guy, 24 years old. He just announced that he has cancer.
That's terrible.
Shea Theodore just announced, unfortunately, he's got cancer, so our thoughts and prayers are with him and his family. My other two plays for the week are your Chicago Bears.
Bears.
Playing the terrible Denver Broncos, only -2. And I like the Eagles to go into Atlanta. Atlanta continues to disappoint. I'll take Eagles -2 as well.
Doug Verb.
Well, I got to go with the Eagles, too. Okay. And I actually like the Chargers, Lions, and the over.
Well, I want to thank you for joining Sal Richards Wednesday, September.
Nice job.
Did I say Sal?
I'm Guy.
Guy. I knew that was going to happen. Next, I'm going to call you Mary Richards.
Right.
At the Italian American Club Wednesday, September 18th. Jonathan Scott, like us and share us. Eat well and party hard, my friends. Thanks for tuning in. Eat well and party hard, everybody.